This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. How y'all doing? It is the 16th day of July 2020. This is the great USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 1 hour. Set your watch, and he will arrive like magic from the sky, the clouds above, and sit in his cushy chair and take you for the last couple hours. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the chance to hang out with you for an entire hour. Yes, my name again is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Again, Steve's Shining City. Love talking to you guys each and every Tuesday and Thursday. And I can only imagine people driving, you know, down some Las Vegas Boulevard or out there in L.A. somewhere, or some highway in Chicago or St. Louis, Oklahoma City, somewhere in between. And I got the radio blasting, and me and you are just kind of hanging out on this. It's a beautiful Thursday here in Connecticut, and that's where my home studio is, the Full Power Home Studio, rocking it across the great country. So I got to start with something that's a little personal, but I know it's got to resonate with everybody, but it's a little bit personal. So if you don't know me, I've been doing radio for 25 years, and I've been doing morning talk, conservative morning talk, for closing in on 15. And I have a number of different guests on, some regulars on my own morning show, again, which is here in Connecticut, huge, covered in the entire state. It's a lot of fun. We have, you know, a bunch of great people who come in and come on, and you actually heard from some of them from time to time. I bring some of them on here. One is a congressman, a former congressman named Rob Simmons, also a Vietnam veteran and a hero, basically. CIA guy, the whole nine yards. So he's on with me on Thursdays, and we spend some time, and we have a good dynamic because we've been doing this together for over 10 years. And he gets all fired up, and I get all fired up. Anyway, the point of the story is this, is that, you know, we're in the talk radio, we're in the entertainment business. Whether you like it or not, we're in the entertainment biz. No matter who you are, no one wants to listen to you if you're not in some capacity entertaining. If you're not keeping people on the edge of their seat, if you're not having them stay through the break so they tune in for a little while longer, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, that being said, this particular morning, it just so happens, this morning, I'd run into a couple different people today, and one person had said to me while they were online at the bank. So they're online at the bank outside because you can't go in the banks yet here in Connecticut. So they're out in line. So they're sitting side by side with another car, windows down. And the person that I knew was in line listening to the show, listening to me. But the guy next to him was also listening to me. And his radio was very loud. And that guy was swearing at me, calling me every name under the book, every F word, every this word under the book, pounded on his steering wheel while he was waiting in line at the bank. Now, I don't even know what we were talking about at the time, but clearly I struck a nerve with that particular person today online at the bank. Okay, that's story one. Story two, probably even worse. So I'm walking the dog today, and a friend of mine comes up, and he says, well, you know, you almost got me fired today. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you almost got me fired. I'm like, okay, explain. He's like, well, I listen to you every day at work, And apparently today, while you and the colonel, the congressman, were talking about the COVID, you personally had talked about it being the Wuhan flu. I've always called it the Wuhan flu because I always blame China. I've always blamed China for this. And, you know, if it comes out of my mouth COVID-19, it's probably an accident. I usually refer to the Wuhan flu as the Wuhan flu because nobody wants to blame China anymore, but I always do it. Now, maybe it's tongue-in-cheek at time. Maybe it's serious. But apparently, the snowflakes, the ultra-liberals in this particular place where my friend works, I'm not going to say, you know, what it is or where it is, but one of the snowflakes ran to the upper echelon boss and said that this person, this particular employee was listening to, here's the point I'm trying to get to, listening to hate radio. Hate radio. Me! I'm like the big giant teddy bear. Hate radio? Give me a break. What we do, I mean, I thought about that all afternoon. I'm saying to myself, hate radio. So I talk about things from a common sense perspective. I talk about things that I think are important. I value the truth above everything else. Every day, the entire narrative for me, it's streamlined to talk about the truth, even if it hurts the particular political ideology that you're, you know, the side that you're on. I'm still looking for the truth. And then I started to think about all the charity work that we've done, the thousands of meals over the years that we've gotten for folks through the Salvation Army, all of the things that we've done for veterans, all the things we do for animals every day. And I'm saying this warped person can't have a coworker in a building listen to me because she considers it hate radio because she overheard me say Wuhan flu. And it's hate radio. And that is the structural breakdown. The structural breakdown of the United States of America being encompassed in that one exchange. Because somebody can't handle someone using a phrase and they've got to go cry to the boss or their mama's skirt or their daddy's sleeve to have somebody make it right for them. That is what's wrong. That's where we have gone off the rails. The old everybody wins a trophy scenario. That's where we are. That's where America is right now. And I feel bad. I feel bad for my friend because now, you know, he can't listen to the radio at work. I feel bad for that guy pounding on his steering wheel because he doesn't get it either. And I'm convinced. Like, I've been wrong before, but I'm convinced 90%+ of the time I am right. I am correct. And it usually plays out that way. So whatever we're talking about, I try to look at it from a position of not only strength, but from truth. And I think most people who are in this business, in particular talk radio, not any of the other mediums, but in particular talk radio, do it the same way. It's the same idea. Talk radio folks try to deliver the truth. They may have a slant, but they try to deliver the truth. Which is, you know, this is why there are really no left-wing shows. Well, there's two reasons. One is they can't defend the truth. And two is nobody wants to advertise on a left-wing station because nobody out there who would be listening to a left-wing station has a job or money so they can go buy products for advertisers. Period. End of story. It's really simple. So that's why people tend to gravitate towards conservative talk because you guys are out there busting your butt. You guys are making a difference. You guys are working and listening and buying products and advertising. That's part of the deal. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because it was bothering me all afternoon. And I'm sure that it happens in radio stations across the country. I'm sure on some of these great radio stations that I'm on right now, maybe the morning folks are listening right now or midday or even some of the nighttime people are saying to themselves, yeah, I get that all the time. I'm talking about something and you know people don't get it or they just lose their mind or they just don't understand or they can't comprehend. Or not that they take it too seriously, but they take it it's not personal. It's not personal unless you make it personal and you turn yourself into sort of a warped I'll use the word jerk, I guess, is the best way to put it. Anyway, I wanted to get that out there. I thought that was important. A couple other things coming up, and I want to talk about some stuff with the police when we have a little bit more time. Some of this this whole idea, because if you don't know this by now, across the country, they're putting a lot of pressure to have these police accountability bills and laws that they're putting in place in different places. And I want to go over some of those police accountability potential things that you would add into a bill. But before we get there, Florida cop hospitalized after being beaten unconscious outside of Panera Bread. Atlantic Beach police received a complaint 5 a.m. about a man in a parking lot of Panera Bread restaurant. Again, a cop arrived. The pair engaged. Physical struggle. Suspect knocked the officer unconscious. This is why we need to protect our cops at all costs. And this is what we're not doing anymore across the country, in particular in the liberal cities, in New York and Detroit and Chicago, et cetera. Those are the places where if I were a cop, I wouldn't go to work anymore. Call in Blue Flu. No way would I go. Why would you? They don't care. They don't want you. And you're not wanted. And why are you going to put your life on the line? Like this guy. He's lucky. This cop is lucky to get out of this thing without getting killed. And also, Portland officials now enabling mob posts timeline of damage by violent anarchists. So maybe out in Portland, they're starting to find out that coddling the protesters and giving them all of this leeway is not necessarily a smart idea. And, you know, this has been a topic we've been talking about. How long? How long have you been focused in on defunding, dismantling the police? The idea is asinine. The idea is insane. The thought of it is, I mean, you think about, so the people that are protecting you from the actual monsters out there, you want to take away all of their power and all of their money, and you want to make them basically helpless to do their job. And I want to talk about that next when we come back. Across this country, police accountability bills. And you know what? Some of the topics of some of the potential changes, they make sense. And we'll go over some of them when we come back. But not all of them. You cannot handcuff, pardon the expression, the police completely. Also, bottom of the hour, we've got a couple of guests coming up. I think you're going to like the guest I have coming up at the bottom of the hour, plus Ann Brooks, who is a tax attorney. You're going to like her a lot as well. We'll wrap up the hour with her before we run out of time. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. It's Raw and Unfiltered. We'll be back.
Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne. Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, we're back. Again, this is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor to get a chance to hang out with you for an entire hour. So as I said before we took the break, and by the way, Wayne will be here at the top and do his thing for the last couple hours of the program. So the police accountability bills, we're getting them in Connecticut. I'm sure they're happening across the entire country, essentially trying to change the way policing happens. And look, it's a credible idea. Even if the genesis of the eventual law was born out of overt falsehoods and misconceptions, right? Combined with this blinding pressure from a bevy of racially charged anti-police organizations. That's what's going on right now. A set of strict guidelines, regulations, not a bad idea to help protect the public and protect law enforcement, and moving that forward, not bad. And when these things go into some kind of special legislation or go into special session or session wherever you are, whatever state you live in, and they tweak some of this stuff, again, not all of that is going to be a bad idea. But you're going to get a lot of pressure from Black Lives Matter, et cetera, to really, really try to put the shackles, if you will, on the cops, handicap the cops. So here's some of the things that I think we should have in these, let's say, quote-unquote, police accountability bills. We do have to have body cameras and dash cams on at all times. And we've got to figure out a way how to store all that data. So if we've got to pour more money into that, you're going to have to do it because they should be on the entire shift. I know some cops don't like it, but it's the best way to figure out what's happened, and it's the best way to protect the cops and the people that are being arrested. You got to get to the point where it's zero tolerance for racial or homophobic insensitivity, because you can't have any jokes, emails, memes. That's no longer acceptable. 20 years ago, maybe. It's gone. Now, I hate to say, you know, the fun of it is that you think that making, you know, your buddy laugh, that you can't do that anymore. Done. Maybe mandatory psychiatric evaluations every couple of years for cops. Not a bad idea. Get them in front of somebody. Talk it out. If there's an issue, maybe they can spot it. Here's the one. How about increase the penalty across the country for resisting arrest and make it a felony? It's not a felony everywhere. In fact, here in Connecticut, it's a misdemeanor. If you fight, if you run, you go to jail. Period. Yes. That's right. Police deserve the same protection. They deserve protection there because that is huge. It's huge. For public safety, again, got to make sure we got more cops out there on the roads. Never mind defund. We should increase the funding in a lot of cases. I have no problem with bad cops being judged and held accountable. Develop statewide task force to actually look into this stuff. Makes a lot of sense. Here's one. Increase the minimum mandatory marksmanship and physical fitness levels for all cops. Make them more confident in what they do. Make them better trained to effectively identify threats and react accordingly. It'll give them more confidence, and it'll help that whole policing process. You know, talk about ending chokeholds. I don't have a problem with that unless, of course, it's a lethal scenario, lethal force kind of scenario. It's either you or him. I don't have a problem with that. People are talking about no-knock warrants. Cops have got to be able to keep the no-knock warrants. You want drug dealers knowing somebody's coming in 3 a.m. in the morning? Give me a break. There are a few more, but we're running out of time. I think you get the idea. There's a balance that can be achieved. It's not all one way, and I think across the country, hopefully, wherever you're listening, whatever police departments that maybe you know somebody on or are involved with, make sure the cops don't get run over here in a sense where they lose their ability to do their job. All right, got to take a break. We'll come right back. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Yes!
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. all broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual: Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Government officials from the United States say a prominent state-backed Russian hacking group is responsible for ongoing cyber attacks against organizations involved in the development of coronavirus vaccines and other healthcare-related work. The attacks targeting universities, private companies, and other organizations working on vaccine research and testing globally are designed to steal intellectual property amid the response to COVID-19. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump discusses rolling back regulations that will help all Americans.
Our historic regulatory relief is providing the average American household an extra $3,100 every single year.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 135 points to finish at 26,735. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The MAGA Mall is one of the sponsors of this show and the sponsors of this segment. It is your one-stop online shopping mall, the MAGA Mall. Don't forget to put the in front, the MAGA Mall. One-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered, every star and stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10. So it's a Rolls-Royce quality at a Chevrolet price. And then we give you another 10% off when you say WAR10. For Wayne Allen Root, War 10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's themagamall.com.
Welcome back. This is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Dr. Steve Turley joining us. Durham University, internationally recognized scholar, speaker, has an amazing YouTube channel you got to check out. I'll tell you a little bit about that. But, Doc, how are you today? I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Lee. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so Antifa, ringleader, crushing them. We need to take them down. Tell me a little bit about this. Where are we with Antifa? Or Antifa. Sorry, I got to say it right, otherwise I yell at you.
Yeah, right. Or Joe Biden thinks it's an aunt, somebody's niece, and so on, right? Yeah, well, I mean, I think Trump is successfully addressing and pivoting the tension that he was in. We're in unprecedented territory right now, not when it comes to riots. I mean, we've had, obviously, the 1960s riots and so on back in 68, 137 violent protests following Martin Luther King's killing. We've seen protests. We've seen racial hostility unrest in our nation's cities. What was so unprecedented with this one is the deliberate abdication of enforcement authority by Democrat mayors and governors. Mm. And for a while, that made Trump look, frankly, very weak. So he was speaking loudly but carrying a flimsy twig, like I like to point it out. So he's had to figure out how to pivot there, and it seems like he has. And I would say it's a combination of what you might call vengeance and vision, if you want to have a little alliteration there. So on the one hand, he has found how he's working particularly with Bill Barr, the Attorney General, to really clamp down with the full force of federal law against Antifa, against the Black Lives Matter protesters engaged in violence and the like. We're seeing that across the country right now, especially Barr just talked about Operation Legend interview the other day, where they're sending federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and the like to quell city unrest. So we're seeing that finally happening, where particularly leaders from Antifa, a major leader of Antifa, Jason Charter, who was arrested. You see some Black Lives Matter activists, very violent ones, getting arrested. In one in particular in Utah, you've seen more arrests in Des Moines, Iowa. Department of Homeland Security is committed now to protecting our monuments. The Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, declared state of emergency to deal with the ineptitude of the Atlanta mayor there. And so you're seeing that kind of stuff, what we might call the vengeance, the dropping of the hammer. But on the other hand, he's also giving us a vision, giving us an alternative narrative to that of cultural Marxism that's very tribalist, very ethno-nationalist, very balkanizing and dividing. And at that Mount Rushmore speech, he gave a brilliant, brilliant, soaring defense of civic nationalism, restoring our national sovereignty. We're all united by common borders, common economy, common cultures and traditions. And that's going to be very, very powerful going into November. In the end, you have the choice between a unifying civic nationalism or a balkanizing ethno-nationalism. And I think at least the Electoral College is firmly on the side of civic nationalism.
How does he fight, though, the media? Because even after the Mount Rushmore speech the next day, the Times, CNN, headlines everywhere were most divisive speech ever. Ominous speech, dark speech. You got it everywhere, right?
Absolutely. The good news is that the media is ignored more than ever today. And that's the beauty.
That's great.
Every study that's come out has shown that the media has lost its trustworthiness more and more and more every year for the last 20 years. As a matter of fact, there was a consumer poll that was done on about 20,000 people. It was just released a few months ago, and they looked to gauge sentiment of trust for companies like Amazon or Hobby Lobby or whatever. And Chick-fil-A, and one of them was the media, the mainstream news media. They had one of the lowest, they didn't even break double digits, they had one of the lowest trustworthy rates of any other consumable, as it were. And every study is showing that. So you have to remember, Trump has been bombarded 24/7. There was a study that came out in 2017, found that 90% of the coverage against him has been negative. And yet his poll numbers have remained stubbornly persistent. He's had several occasions where he's polling higher than Obama at the exact same time in his presidency, even though he had 90% glowing coverage. So I think the alternative media is a very clear balance to the mainstream media. And I think people have finally realized that the mainstream media is a thoroughly I like to call them the Marxist media, but they are a thoroughly partisan force today.
How do you convince the folks with zero common sense that dismantling and defunding the police is a big, big mistake?
To be honest with you, just at this point from what I'm seeing, I think we're that ship has sailed. I think we are moving into two camps. I think the nation this has been going on now for several years. This is long before Trump. I see Trump as a symptom of something much deeper, as I see Black Lives Matter as a symptom. There's something deeper going on. And really what's happening from a big picture perspective is that the modern age is shifting over to what's called a postmodern age. So the modern age is an age where we really believe there was a one-size-fits-all political and economic system for all people's times and places. So the two major competitors there in the 20th century was, of course, Western liberalism on the one hand and Soviet communism on the other. Nazi fascism tried its best, but it didn't make it past the war. And in a sense, when you had a common enemy like the Soviet Union, you could create this sense of, we're for liberty and justice for all peoples and so on. This idea that there's a one-size-fits-all political economic system. But once the Soviet Union broke up, scholars were starting to look at it and say, why did it break up? And the answer that many of them came up with is because that modern conception of a one-size-fits-all political and economic system died. It died in the hearts and minds of the Soviet citizens, and it even died in the hearts and minds of most of the Politburo. And so it collapsed. And what we're seeing happening is they're returning now to their traditions, cultures, nationalism, populism, and the like, literally in a postmodern outworking of what social order should be like. So the Russian Orthodox Church is enjoying a prominence in Russia not seen since the days of the Tsars. Very fascinating thing. Something similar is happening here where we're seeing it break up between those who want to go back to a strong civic nationalism versus those who actually are advocating breaking up and balkanizing around ethno-nationalist, tribalist loyalties. That's what we see with BLM, with La Raza, and so on. And I think we're past the point of no return. The question is, who owns, when all is said and done, who owns the Electoral College?
Right.
And fortunately, right now, it is decisively in favor of the civic nationalists.
So you're very confident. You're the most confident person I've talked to that, by not saying it, but you're saying it, that Trump's going to win in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
No, but what happens to the tribalism? Does it sort of fade away after that?
Well, it probably will increase. It'll become more. I mean, once the genie's out of the bottle, you can't put it back. You know. So what I think we're going to see is just continued tension. I mean, people are talking about some kind of possible civil war breaking out, really, between rural areas, you know, our exurbs on the one hand, and urban areas on the other, with the suburban being sort of the point of contention of trying to control a sort of buffer zone. Very similar thing happened in the nation of Colombia between, I'm trying to remember now, was it 1958, 1968, or is it 48, 50, I forget. But that may happen. I mean, we're getting, you know, things are getting really, really tense. Right. We have a surge in right-wing militia membership going on right now. There are over 500 organized militias in the country, armed militias, and their number one recruits right now are law enforcement who've been thrown under the bus, you know, by these crazy mayors. So I do think it's going to be very tense, but in the end, when all is said and done, it's funny, demographers have noticed red state America, frankly, are having kids. They're having lots of kids. Blue state America isn't. Trump won in states that have around a 12% fertility advantage over and against blue states, the states that Hillary won in. And so many scholars are saying, you know what, given enough time and demographics is destiny, red states win.
Wow. I got to let you go here because we're out of time. But tell everybody about this YouTube page that everybody's talking about.
Oh, yeah. We've got a great YouTube channel. It's just you have to put in my name, Dr. Steve Turley, T's and Tom, U-R-L-E-Y. In the YouTube search engine, you'll find it. If you just put in Google, you'll find it. We're almost up at 400,000 subscribers. It's awesome. And we focus, I give two videos a day where we analyze current events in light of conservative trends. So I think your listeners will really love it.
This is great stuff. Listen, it was an honor to get a chance to talk to you. I hope we can do this again down the road for sure, because I think people are going to gravitate to your message and the way you present it. It's unlike anybody else that we talk to. So thank you very much for doing that, and I'll talk to you down the road for sure.
Excellently. Thank you so much.
All right, we got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals were exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Boomer Natural is the sponsor of today's show. The kind of face covering you use really matters, and there's no choice now. I don't care how many of my listeners and fans hate masks, I do too, and I try to never wear them. Now it is the law in the state of Nevada, and if you don't wear it, either you get in trouble or the business owner gets in trouble. There's no choice, or they won't let you in. So you got to wear it sometimes, and I rarely go out. When I do, I might go 10 minutes to a Costco or 5 minutes to a supermarket. Okay, so I can put on a mask for 5 or 10 minutes, or I run into my P.O. Box store to get the mail. That's 30 seconds, and I put the mask on for 30 seconds. There's just no choice. They demand it, or you can't get in to get your mail. So the kind of protection you use really matters. If you're going to use a mask, you might as well get the best. You might as well get the least expensive. You might as well get the best quality. That's Natural's 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. Sizes for adults and children with 3 cloth layers. Silver technology. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. I'm a witness. And even made for those with sensitive skin, it works. And you get to wash it every day. So you can use it for 30 days, and that makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use the code WARRADIO20. WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root and get 20% off your order. And shipping and handling for free when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com. Code WARRADIO20.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a few minutes. All right. Our guest, Ann Brooks, tax attorney. She is fighting it out with the nameless, faceless monsters over at the IRS. And you actually used to beat the IRS when you squared off against them.
It feels great when that happens.
It's great to hear that every once in a while the IRS loses one of these cases, and they've lost a lot more to you than they've won, I'm sure.
Well, I have them cut checks back to people sometimes, and, you know, people are happy about that. It's their money.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. Now, speaking of money, when Uncle Sam takes your cash, what does he do with it? Where does my money go after they collect my taxes?
Pays a lot of federal salaries, pays our military, you know, things that we all agree in. But a lot of things we're unaware of, and things behind all the legislation. We know there's pork a lot of places.
Right.
But most recently, you know, it helped a lot of small businesses with PPP, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our local businesses were able to cover some of their payroll, and I think we all support that, keeping those businesses going, because COVID was nothing in our control whatsoever.
Right.
But then you start looking at, was it Shake Shack and Ruth's Chris, and you got to say, well, wait a minute, do they need the same help as your local dry cleaner, your local mechanic? And, you know, that's up for discussion. But then I started looking through the list. I was just curious. I have some clients who got it, and I wanted to see, you know, how it looked. And I looked through the list, and lo and behold, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And so I looked nationally. I was curious. Was this just one Planned Parenthood that was, you know, having a hard time, or is it everywhere? And I think there's 35 PPP grants that went to Planned Parenthood, totaling somewhere, they give you the range so you don't know the exact amount,
right,
somewhere between $63 million and $141 million went to Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And aside from the whole Planned Parenthood getting government money, and is this a way to work around any limits on how much government money they can get, this is an organization that has $294 million in the bank in cash and securities. Do they need it?
No. No, no. And plus, tax dollars shouldn't go there anyway. I don't want to partially fund or fully fund any abortions.
Well, there's a Hyde Amendment for that. But this seems to me, you know, if they're getting over $100 million in government money, kind of a workaround, because it's intended for payroll, and they most probably have payroll numbers to support the criteria for PPP.
Right.
But, you know, when you start looking at these big organizations getting it, you know, it's easy to have a conversation about who's more deserving. And,
right,
and I know that's a slippery slope, but when you've got local businesses that can't survive because of the situation, it might be more fair for them to get it than for an organization that clearly has that much in the bank already. And, you know, the news is tricky because you've got some news that's biased one way and others that are biased or fair and balanced, and you don't know for sure what the facts are.
Right.
With the initial PPP, I did a lot to follow the legislation as it was coming up, because I knew it was going to be first come, first serve, and it was really important for everyone to be ready. You know, as soon as they said yes, you know, papers were ready. So so that was important. But it was a mess
in some states, right? I mean, it was
many
terrible
places, and it had to do with what bank you went to and whether you already had a banking relationship,
right,
so that the bank had already determined. Like, if you have a line of credit, you're a small business, but you have a line of credit to operate, bank already knows you and they know your ability to pay and what you do, so you would think it would be a little easier for them to get it through.
Right.
But there's a lot of small mom and pop businesses that don't need that or have that, and so they're really starting from scratch, and many times they're the ones who need it the most.
Her name is Ann Brooks, and she is a lethal, ferocious tax attorney fighting against the IRS just about every day. And yes, she wins more than she loses, so we appreciate her. Day after taxes were officially due yesterday, hopefully those of you out there have gotten that all done and all squared away, and you are taken care of. So my time on this Thursday is over. 1 hour in the books. Wayne Allen Root will be here after the top of the hour. I want to especially thank Chris for doing a great job pushing all the buttons and making it all go. If you want to reach me, you can email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Okay, I got to run. I'm out of time. Wayne up next on the USA Radio Network.
Hey.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
.com.